Hello and welcome to my podcast, Pathfinder Growth Stories for Personal Success. With a brand new episode, they'll help you learn and grow in your chosen path to achieve massive success. I'm your host, Anil Mishra. Many of us wonder how to juggle your professional work, managing personal life, and pursue your passion. How to keep our career relevant and updated with the latest technological advancement that is happening. Is it possible to run a marathon after coming from bad health? All this and achieve more being a woman. We will hear more on this from our special guest today. Our guest for today's episode is Rajeshwari Bhattacharya, fondly known as Raji, an INSEAD alumnus, cybersecurity and blockchain expert who is a successful marathon runner. In her 2.5 decade experience, Raji has kept herself on top of technological advancements and being relevant in the financial services and media sectors. She has started her career as a securities analyst and raised her career to become the senior VP and head of business process engineering and IT at Radio Mirchi. Currently set out on a partnership to provide blockchain consulting and technology services. She is also on the advisory board of Percipier, a UK-based SAP implementation partner and offers cybersecurity advisory to corporates. She has been guest speaker at various forums on blockchain and cybersecurity and enjoys learning as much as enjoys sharing knowledge. Raji's story will be very helpful for many who aim to grow their career to a leadership position and pursue their passion. And the key is to be continuously learning, better planning, and going the extra mile to achieve success. So let's get started. Hello, Raji. Welcome to my show, and I'm excited to have you here.
Thank you, Anil. I'm as excited to be on this show as you are to have me. Pleasure is all mine.
Great. I am sure we will have some really great conversations today, and our audience will enjoy a lot and learn a lot and be inspired. So let's begin. Why don't you share your journey from the early days from education?
Okay, so I was born and brought up in my early days in the state of Tamil Nadu. So I'm a confluence of two cultures as I stand. I'm Rajeshwari, meaning from Tamil Nadu, and married to a Bhattacharya, from an East Indian. So my early childhood, I'm blessed to have parents, educated parents who kind of instilled a lot of not only moral values and, you know, integrity and all the other the basic things. But my mom was an avid reader of, reader, and she would always make it a routine to share interesting articles on various aspects of management, scientific progress, and a lot of other things, which was a very good foundation for us. And my dad, during his time off work, would make sure that he exposed us to the happenings around the world, be it political, financial, scientific. And hence, I think that nurturing environment gave me a lot of motivation. So those were my very early days, and we moved into Mumbai maybe 3 decades before. And I'm actually a Bachelor of Commerce and an ICWA, but always had an inclination to IT and software programming, which I kept honing by reading books and trying out something or the other during any time that I would get.
Wow. So I think you have been in Mumbai for almost 3 decades and seen the transformation that the city has witnessed. So
that's great. Right.
Yeah. So you started your career as a finance professional, as you were mentioning, and it's pretty interesting to see that switch happening to IT. So if you can share a bit around how did that switch happen and what did you do to enable a smooth switch itself?
Yeah, so I would say I was lucky, wherein luck is great level of preparedness meeting opportunity. So to say, you know, I started off my career as a trainee analyst with an investment consultancy firm at the age of 19 years. So it was soon after I finished my graduation and ICWA. and then moved into stockholding as a management trainee when I was old enough to do that. So Shill offered a very good learning ground, and they invested a lot in creating that environment for learning and growth. And there were really good managers and role models whom I came across. Then I moved into ILFS custodial and DP services, which paved the way for my movement into IT. I joined them in the operations side, but I kept applying my inclination, my interest in software. And I would come up with small FoxPro programs to sort out one or the other issues that came up. And this was spotted by my boss then. And she said, you are not going to be in operations, you move into IT. So to say, you know, as much as I loved finance, I loved IT. Maybe I liked it even more. So my inclination not to get boxed in one thing and to look around and see opportunities where I can, use my interest, help me in moving from, say, the financial line into IT, full-fledged IT. So it's important to keep your heart and soul. The mind is always there, but it's important to keep your heart and soul into your work, wherever, whatever you do.
Absolutely. I think that's very, very great stuff which you have highlighted. And I think as I was listening to you, I felt, I think that curiosity is definitely very, very important if you want to, see which area is that interest which will be there, right? Because as a graduate, we may not be knowing, okay, this is the field which I want to grow. But if you are curious enough to explore out different areas, you'll definitely find some passion in one area. And I think that definitely sounds pretty interesting in your journey as well.
Absolutely. You were bang on. You have observed it very correctly. It's important not to be very rigid about things and to, allow yourself to do things in a manner that you can find yourself.
Absolutely. So, great. I think while looking at your profile itself, I do see that you have made a lot of investment on yourself to create a technology edge. Now you are a cybersecurity and blockchain expert. Why don't you share your experiences with my audience, and also, how important it is to keep investing on yourself.
Yeah, very, very important, extremely important to keep learning throughout your lifetime. And sometimes it may be formal, sometimes it may be informal, but just keep your eyes, ears, and all your senses open to absorb as much as you can, because there is a lot that is offered around you. So in my quest for being a better manager and eventually an entrepreneur, I got through a one-year leadership program with INSEAD, and so to say, it was a tough time during my personal journey, especially because I, during that time, my child was pretty small. So to manage work, to manage this program, along with managing my child was a bit of a challenge, but I thought, if not now, then when? And the INSEAD program was, full of learning, and it was an eye-opener for me. So basically, the program was modeled into, knowing yourself and managing yourself, managing others, and managing the enterprise, managing your company. So I had a lot to gather from there in terms of how to go about my life itself. So it was a transformational journey, and it was a self-investment, and I am very happy I did that. And one was the formal channel of learning. I also gathered a lot from my peer group and my cohorts, my batchmates. Yep. Who were pretty experienced people from the corporate world, and some were entrepreneurs themselves. So it offered a lot of value to me in my growth path. And subsequent to that, you know, I have anyways been very interested in technology and, you know, the developments that keep happening in this space. And
so,
I have
Raji,
been, yeah.
you know, just to interrupt a bit, I think
yeah,
this
sure.
is very, very important, as you mentioned, right? So first of all, it was a personal investment which you made on that INSEAD program.
Right.
And you made it at a point where it was very difficult, you know, for any, you know, being, right? So having a small kid in home, I
right.
think it definitely took a lot of, you know, strong, you know, mindset that you want to, you know, grow your career itself. So I think kudos to you.
Thank you.
If you can, based on that experience, if you can share, you know, some insights for, you know, early professionals who want to make a big impact in their career itself, what is that recommendation which you will have for them?
Okay, to take through what we had spoken some time ago in terms of, you know, one, you should find yourself. What is it that you want to do? And two, you should look through good training programs, good areas where you can invest on yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's very critical to get yourself, even to get yourself into the platform of being able to go to the next level. So that's
right.
that's extremely important.
Great, great. Yeah, I think you were talking about, you know, the technology passion that you had and, you know, the kind
yeah,
of
so,
that you were making there.
Yeah, so I have been tracking the space on data sciences and AI, ML, IoT, blockchain, cybersecurity, and, you know, cybersecurity cutting across everything. And I narrowed down on blockchain and cybersecurity for formal certification through various, you know, online courses, including through Udemy, Linux Foundation, Blockchain Council, IBM, and cybersecurity from Harvard University. Again, I would say those are all investments well paying off from the perspective of the knowledge that I have gathered and from the perspective of the path that I have set myself on. And I have also been reading up a lot in this space. I am an avid reader, not too much into fiction, but a lot into management and, you know, subject-related books. And I strongly believe that blockchain is the new internet, and it is going to sweep the world for sure through its many different avatars. And it may take a little while longer, essentially because of its nature, which requires ecosystems, system engagement and all of that. But it has a very bright future. And cybersecurity overlaying everything else on the technology space is something that is very important. You know, it's an underlying need. So from that perspective, I think from my experience across so many years and my interest, I have forayed on these fields to make my life more purposeful and to put my skills for better use.
Absolutely. I think blockchain is definitely, you know, a disruptive technology which is there.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of, you know, POCs happening. And with the latest, I think as early as, you know, I think this Monday,
right.
Mukesh Ambani released, you know, the biggest blockchain investment that they are doing. And there'll be huge amount of job opportunities that will be created in this field.
Absolutely.
So it is coming to a big reality, and rest assured, you know, if Reliance has touched it, definitely it'll disrupt the entire, you know, technology space itself. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very true.
Great. So moving on, in fact, this is a very, very interesting area which I wanted to converse with you, because I have a big passion in running marathons, and
yeah.
you have successfully completed 4 full marathons so far. And I think you are on your way to 2 more full marathons by early next year.
That's
why don't
right.
you share your journey, how it all started? I'm sure, you know, it'll be very, very inspiring, because first of all, I am very passionate about running, so it'll be a great learning for me. And then I think it is picking up big. So why don't you share your experience over there, Raji?
Yeah, wonderful to hear that you are also a runner. And I am always very excited to share my running journey. So in fact, to tell you honestly, the only game I would have played as a kid was chess. And I still love the game a lot. And as a plump girl married to a gym-going Bengali, I was enrolled into a gym as part of a package offered by one of these gyms.
Yeah.
While I was regular at my workouts and was getting stronger, the idea of running a half marathon first came up during my INSEAD campus days in Singapore when one of my batchmates thought of running a half marathon himself. So,
wow.
Yeah, so my first, so to say, my first road running was in Singapore. And I possibly would have hardly run 500 meters and I felt, you know, I was gasping for breath and I was feeling tired and all of that. But it gives you a high. So, you know, I kept at it and I kept going. And I ran my first half marathon in 2014, January, at Mumbai. Then those days it was called the Standard Chartered Mumbai Marathon.
Right.
And ever since then, I have enjoyed my running journey. I kept running. I would have, run close to around maybe 60, 70 half marathons, possibly. I have lost count. And then in 2016, I ran my first full marathon, 2016 October.
Yeah.
And it may sound like a recital if I say that running for me is meditative, because most runners say that, and they say that because it is the truth.
Absolutely.
But yeah, let's put it this way. Unlike team sports, running is very lonely, and endurance running is even more lonely. So one has to be really in love with oneself to be able to tolerate the self for that long, right? So, yeah, one thing is that it gets into a zone where it is ultimate calm and tranquility around you. In the midst of this physical pain and strife, you go through this ultimate, peace and calm that you hold within yourself. It allows you complete focus. And you do not, you're unable to think of anything other than the here and now. And the mindset that comes to you is, how can I do this, rather than doubting yourself about whether you can do this. So it's with in all humility, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a big mindset change that has come about ever since I took this marathon running. And it has definitely brought in loads of patience and resilience. And I do get a lot of ideas when I run and I swim also. So it's been really...
I think I can definitely relate to it, whatever you have been saying, that, you know, it feels so good, you know, you are pushing your limits to, you know, one end. And
right.
when you are there, you definitely get, you know, some great ideas. So I wanted to break it, this running journey itself, right? So,
right.
Because there are stages, right? So people, once they start running till 5, there's a different skill set which is required.
True.
Then 10K will have, you know, a bit different skill set. And then when from 10 to 21K you want to jump, there is a different mindset and preparation which is required. So why don't you share some thoughts of yours around how did one plan for moving to different running milestones?
True. So in my running journey, I actually started running somewhere around October 2013, and January was my first half marathon. So so to say, the initial few miles are really, really it is a test of your your willingness to set yourself on the road. So it starts from there, whether you want to go and just start running. So once you cross the 5 kilometer mark, then, you know, you are on a path to kind of, you know, go to the next level of running your 10 kilometers. that's still testing. You don't have the initial challenge of getting out and going on the road, because you do know what high you get when you finish your runs. So that's a good enough motivation to go and do a 10 kilometer. Right. But beyond that, the 21K is more of, I would say, it's more to do with, I want to run, but it's more about, predominantly, I would say it's more about peer pressure. So people move you into the 21K. Then there are, you need a little bit of madness to move into a 42 kilometer. Right. Because, it's not just the peer pressure and the groups that kind of push you into the 21 kilometer, but it's more to do with your that madness to run. So it's the madness to endure, the madness to run. And I think it humbles you a lot when you reach that 42K, because one, you do it, but you know how tough it is.
Right.
And it's more about how you go through your life itself. I would draw an analogy to it. You cannot take a back step. You have to keep moving forward, and all you can focus on is only the next step. You don't know what is going to happen beyond the next few steps. So all you have to do is just focus on your nutrition, your running, your what's happening around you at that point of time. So that's the most important thing that you do, and then you reach. So far I have reached only the 42K mark. Yeah. Somewhere down the line, hopefully I want to run the Comrades. Let's see.
Absolutely. In fact, I still have to move to that madness zone and hit that 42 mark.
Uh-huh.
So let's see, I'll plan out something on that as well. So I haven't
all
touched
the best to you.
42. So.
All the best to you. You'll do it soon, very soon.
Thanks, Raji. We will take a short break now and return back to continue our conversation. Loved listening to this podcast? Don't forget to share this with your friends and colleagues to help achieve their potential and create new chapter of their success. I am sure they'll be thrilled with your suggestion. If you have any speaker recommendation that you would like to hear in our future episodes, kindly write to me at anil.m.consulting@gmail.com or drop me a note at my Twitter handle anilkm108 and Instagram handle coolanil108, and I will bring them to our show. Let's get back to our episode and continue our conversation. So Raji, you have a good writing style, and I was reading your LinkedIn articles, and one that striked a great learning for me was Rag Picker and the lesson on negotiation. Why don't you share this story for our audience and the learning that it had?
Sure, Anil. So writing for me is an essential means of expression, and I love writing about real life episodes which touch my heart. And the road running helps me in essentially getting in touch with people, orders, talking to them, and then getting to learn something or the other by observation or by conversation. So this was something where, a small interaction where I observed this rag picker very, not getting getting harassed by the dogs, the street dogs, but very comfortably doing her job and going around and all of that, which is unlike what happens normally. And then I got to understand a lot of other I would say life skills in this entire episode, wherein we all tend to come from a thought process that everything around is scarce and we'll have to fight for it. We have been doctored to think about our situation in that sense. But what's evident is that we have enough and more around us. So it's important to realize this abundance and ensure that, all benefit. So negotiation is not about me versus you. It's more about win-win. So when you take a negotiative stance, it's important to consider the other person's view as much as what you want. So that brings in the, you know, the balance, and that kind of ensures that everybody succeeds. I think that's definitely possible in real life and, you know, in our day-to-day life, in our corporate life, and everywhere in the world. So that's my humble submission.
Absolutely, Raji. And I'll definitely recommend my listeners to read that story. It has got some great wealth of, you know, knowledge and learning. I really enjoyed it. You know, it's so powerful, that statement. And I can surely relate, you know, this gangs of dogs is always there for people right. who do road running. So, yeah.
True. Thank you, Anil. Yeah, true.
Great. So, moving on, Raji, I want to understand, do you have any mentor, and like, how have they helped you in defining your career and personal life?
Okay, very interesting question, because I have, you know, I have many mentors, so to say, and I have many mentors across different stages of my life. Starting with, of course, my parents, and then my parents-in-law, you know, I have observed and imbibed a lot from them. My mother-in-law is abundant in patience, humility, and simplicity. And my father-in-law's passion for life is exuberant and intoxicating. And in the official circle, I have, you know, many people, many bosses, you know, my bosses, peers, and team members who have influenced me positively. And some have really left an indelible mark. So my boss in ILFS, Ms. Chitra Bhaskar, showed me how to effectively blend personal life and professional life as a mother, as a professional, and as a very effective woman leader. So she has... I would say one major influence on me during those days. And my boss and my bosses rather in SBI Life, Mr. Pierpaolo DiPaolo, Mr. John Pierre Lepo, showed me how to blend in any system, even if it may be alien. So then Mr. Murli Dharan, Surya Narayanan were excellent people management. And in my stint in Radio Mirchi, Mr. A.P. Parigi, he showed me what a visionary means, and excellent people manager. And that's extremely important as you go up in your career. And Mr. Nandan Srinath showed me who a true leader is. You know, the kind of fast decision making, the kind of, you know, the kind of team spirit he carried. Excellent. And Mr. Prashant Pandey is a very empathetic boss, and Mr. Subramaniam is full of knowledge and innovation. Some of my friends and batchmates from INSEAD have also had a great influence on me. You know, Mr. C.V. Subhash, who kind of introduced me to meditation, Chandru Badrinarayanan, and Prasanta Biswal, Dimant Bakshi, Sendil Kumar, you know, quite a few of them who have really... you know, guided me personally, professionally, you know, either directly or discreetly. And amongst my peer group, or rather my, you know, my colleagues, I would say Prathamesh, who influences me by his passion and energy and his will to do big things. I'm also greatly learning from on the entrepreneurial space and blockchain from Mr. Vin Menon. Having, you know, said this long list, I would say the most influential of all is my husband. So my marriage to Subhashi has been the best decision I have ever taken, both from a professional and a personal perspective. It's important, very important to have alignment with your spouse in everything you do, including the passion to excel in your career. So my husband has been a good bouncing board whenever I need him, and we are equal partners in every decision and action we take. So, you know, this I am really blessed to have the kind of support and mentorship that I have received from all these people. And I'm thankful for that.
Wow, wonderful. I think thanks for sharing that, Raji. And I definitely second your thought around having mentors and a great support system in your personal as well as professional life, because that's the way we can do some really great stuff in the workplace as well as in our personal life. So
absolutely,
very, truly agree on that. Yeah,
and it's important to look for the best in a person. You know, so everybody is a package. So you have to look for the best and what you want from the person and gather that from them.
Absolutely. Great. So this, the next question, I think it is a very, very important one, which I definitely ask to my guests. So are there any points of failure in your, you know, career or professional or personal life that you would like to share? And most importantly, how did you emerge from that situation and any key learnings you acquired as part of that?
Yeah. So coming to think of it, one thing that really strikes me hard is the low point that I suffered during 2009 when my 8-month-old was quite unwell and was repeatedly falling ill for almost like 6 to 8 months, leaving me extremely distraught, disoriented, helpless. So to say, I was on the verge of just quitting my career and just, you know, staying back. And I had also, you know, because of the stress that I went through, I had lost close to around 15 kilograms in a span of 2-3 months. And it was an extremely difficult period for me. And I would say, you know, a lot of support from my seniors in Radio Mirchi helped me bounce back. They had the trust and confidence in me and they supported me immensely. And I would say, you know, to go through this kind of situation, it's more somewhere you should keep that trust in yourself, keep the positive thoughts. And worries really don't help anybody, or, you know, it's the easiest thing to do is to quit. But to stand there, survive and make your path is something that only you can do. You really, you know, you should not take the easiest path when you are in that kind of a situation, because your decisions are not really right. You are very vulnerable, you are very emotional, and hence, you know, you may tend to really kind of, you know, just fall apart. Right. So it's important to kind of listen to people, listen to well-wishers at that point of time and take a call and stay steadfast. And the baggage that you carry can only drag you down, you know. So important to understand, you know, the Gita from that perspective. So the common interpretation is that do your duty and don't expect results. But I would say that it's more to do with do whatever is due from you at that point of time. Give it all. Right. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Don't be judgmental about the result. You know, sometimes it happens. It doesn't happen. Don't judge yourself on the result. But you must give it all. That's what it takes. So that's been my key learning from, you know, those that low point or...
Right.
In my life. Yeah.
I think thanks for sharing that, Raji. It is a very, very profound statement which you mentioned and a great learning. I'm sure, you know, many of my listeners, including myself, you know, I took note of that point and apply it in our lives as well.
Thank you.
Great. So moving on, I wanted to understand, you know, what are the books and, you know, other resources that have inspired you and helped you in your journey?
Okay, so other than the certification, you know, online platform certification, I do go through a lot of content on, you know, newsletters and contents on my area of interest. You know, continuous reading in that sense. Apart from that, yeah, I am a voracious reader. In fact, I carry my Kindle even to the movie theater to, you know, quickly read through whatever I can during the interval. So I am a crazy reader. So to say, I am on the path of, you know, reading as many books. Not, you know, I'm not really I don't read too many fiction, maybe because of my interest level in other things. But focus a lot on, self, I wouldn't use the word self-help, but yeah, self-improvement or those kind of books, a lot of management books, a lot on the subject matter, cryptocurrency, crypto assets, the Internet of Money. One very interesting book that comes to my mind is it's not related to the subject, though I really enjoyed that book, was The 40 Rules of Love by Elif Shafak. I really enjoyed that book where, two parallel stories going through, and a lot on Rumi philosophy. So I enjoyed reading that a lot. And I did enjoy reading The Goal, which again carried a lot on the corporate life and how to manage constraints. It's based on Theory of Constraints, but by Eliyahu Goldratt. And the latest one that I'm in the verge of finishing is Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. So each one has a different kind of influence. And I enjoy reading all these kind of books. It gives me a, real great feeling. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Raji. I have made a note of these book names. I'll include that in the description as well.
Sure.
So that, people can pick it up.
Sure.
So, great. From this point, I want to understand, are there any personal projects that is very close to your heart, apart from your professional work, if you can share about that?
Yeah, so in addition to the professional work, I am, even within the professional space, I would say cybersecurity more as a discipline and hygiene. So I really want to evangelize that. And of course, the other aspect in terms of setting up my own company and all of that, that's on the professional space. I am extremely passionate about contributing to, education of the underprivileged children. One, education is a must. I don't think any individual should be deprived of education. And especially on monetary grounds. So I'm very extremely passionate about that. And I I would be running the Tata Mumbai Marathon in 2020 to raise funds for the Oscar Foundation. So which blends the liking of sports amongst this group of children. And their motto is no school, no football. So if you have to play football and learn football, you have to go to school. So they promote education amongst these children. They have contributed a lot in community building and, also they have represented, the children have represented India in many football tournaments. Wow. So I'm very keen on, spreading this, improving, contributing to this space.
That's a very noble cause, Raji. So you're mentioning the Oscar Foundation, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'll make a note of this and I'll include a link in the description as well.
Sure.
So people can know more about it.
Sure.
Great. So why don't you, for closing, why don't you share an advice for our listeners that they can implement today to kickstart their success journey?
So I would put three basic things in, in terms of the ask. One is, just be yourself. I don't think it is necessary to, copy others or look at others, and everybody's path is different. So we need to be ourselves and find our journey and pursue things where we find fulfillment and joy. That's the first thing that I would advise people to do. Second is, I would want to kind of mix the Rumi Advaita principle. It's see, people who have, if you look at people who have succeeded in life around you, you will observe one common pattern. It's not money, it's not power, it's not any of those things. It's their, I would say it goes beyond empathy. It's their ability to understand others to the extent that they are themselves the other person, right? So it's going right beyond empathy. Third is, when I swim, I kind of feel this. When you are in water, if you are cutting through water, you will, you know, or you are carrying a baggage, you will never progress. What you are required to do is just glide on, stay off baggage, stay off ego, and just take the path that is being shown. So these three things, I think, are very critical. Come back to the point where you asked me for one important thing that you can possibly implement today to kickstart your success journey.
Right.
One, list down what your goal is and just be at it every single day, no matter what. I think that's very, very important. No matter what, you know, whether you are seeing success or failure or whatever, but if you think you are good at it and you want to do it, just put it down and, you know, you have to be at it, whether you are sick or in good health or whether you are seeing success or failure or whatever, because that is one thing where that will take you to where you want.
Absolutely, Raji. I think great thoughts which you have shared, and I'm sure, you know, some great advice you have listed down. So it'll be super helpful for all my listeners. So once again, thanks a lot for sharing, you know, such passionately about your journey and learnings. So finally, why don't you share, you know, with my audience on how they can reach you and maybe, you know, see your work.
Yeah, so I am pretty active on LinkedIn. And my full name, Rajeshwari Bhattacharya with a double Y, is, you know, I'm pretty reachable there, and you can message me there. And I would be happy to help anybody who is passionate to kind of take things through in any manner possible from my side. I believe in people, and I believe in the mankind a lot. So in the goodness of mankind. So please feel free to, you know, touch base with me on LinkedIn.
Wonderful. Thanks, Raji, once again for coming to my show and sharing some really exciting nuggets from your journey. And I'm sure this will be very helpful for our audience to create a pathway for their success.
Thank you, Anil. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you. And thank you for having me.
Wonderful. So with that, we come to an end for today's awesome episode, and bye until we meet again with another exciting personal success story. I hope you enjoyed our today's episode as much as I did while having conversation with my guest, and have taken some practical tips that you can implement today to start defining your pathway to success. Loved listening to this podcast? Don't forget to share this with your friends and colleagues to help achieve their potential and create a new chapter of their success. I am sure they'll be thrilled with your suggestion. If you have any speaker recommendation that you would like to hear in our future episodes, kindly write to me at anil.m.consulting@gmail.com or drop me a note at my Twitter handle anilkm108 and Instagram handle coolanil108, and I will bring them to our show. You can also write me with your suggestions and feedback to improve this podcast. Bye for today, and I look forward to bringing another exciting episode soon. Till then, go and create your pathway for success.